Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. 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 You better tune in, IamRappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigga please.
Wigga please.
This is the I Am Rappaport Podcast.
All right, this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. The Gringo Mandingo. I'm in here.
And my name is Dean Collins.
Let me finish the intro. God damn, it's not like it's the first time. Let me finish the intro, then chime in. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. The Gringo Mandingo. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm in here with Dean Collins. We call him the Young Shooter. He joined us victoriously in San Francisco. You haven't been on the show since San Francisco.
I don't think I have.
What was your takeaway from the crowd in San Fran? San Francisco crowd was about it.
I wasn't prepared for how rowdy they got.
They were fucking wild, man. And I mean that in the best way, but like...
It was like a Wednesday night. They're like turning up on like a school night. I mean, I thought it was going to be really hipster friendly. You know, I didn't think wearing, you know, skinny jeans was going to be a huge deal going into that building. But I guess that was like everyone was commenting on like the skinny jeanification thing.
What were they calling you, Dean with the skinny jeans?
Is that right? That actually
they
flows.
Had a funny rhyme. Like it was like. Skinny Jean Dean?
I don't know, but it's fine. I don't think you should ever insult a man's jeans. I mean, I just don't know. I don't understand why that's such a big deal. Like, I'm a skinny guy.
I know. You're a skinny guy. The crowd was, it's hard to compare because we've done, I think, like 10 different cities Now,
what does that rank on the list?
I think they were the wildest one. Like, they were fucking rowdy. And the setup of the chapel.
I didn't like the setup because you guys are on the stage and you want me to moderate and
I
take
wanted
the questions.
You to be out in the crowd, but like, there, it was, if you weren't there, obviously you've heard it now.
Right.
It's the San Francisco Live episode. Of course you've heard it. It's five star reviewed. But the visual was that it was kind of standing room only. And I had imagined that the shooter would be in the crowd orating the show and taking questions. People were so hyped to see Dean, the young shooter, and just so hyped of the night in general that it was like, it was unruly.
Bro, I thought they were going to start a mosh pit. Like, it was like a free-for-all. Like, I was out there, like, giving you that look like, yo, I'm in a different city. Like, I don't know these people. Like, I was afraid for my life. I wasn't nervous, but when they started taking the mic,
they took the mic from you?
And then they would.
That's
pass
like a
it
gun.
To their
that's like a cop
losing
his gun.
Exactly.
That's
a
like
good
a
analogy.
Cop losing his gun. Like, you're the orator of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. You're out there doing it for the first time in a foreign city.
Exactly.
To you. Not that we were, like, out of the country. You get the microphone taken away from you when the one thing you're supposed to be doing
is keeping the microphone in my hand and yeah, but they would pass it to all their friends. There were a lot of drunk people.
It was like they were playing like ring. It was like they were playing keep away from the young shooter.
Yeah,
with his
it was
mic.
Like I don't understand. Like, give me the microphone. I'll give it to you. Just you know, tap me on the shoulder.
No, don't
politely.
Give the fucking microphone ever away.
So I'm holding it
from now on.
I hold it.
Yes. You hold the mic.
It
was a lot of people. It was a dope show. It's of course, it's now five-star reviewed.
Obviously,
if you
yeah,
haven't heard
fun.
The live San Francisco show, you're missing out. It was a dope night. But we're back. It's me, Dean Collins, a.k.a. the young shooter.
I didn't ask you how the rest of the tour was, because I haven't spoken
to
you
The tour
since.
Was dope. The tour was dope. Seattle was dope. We had Sean Kemp up there.
Fuck, man,
and then Vancouver
there.
Was dope. Yo, we talked about this on the show already. The live episode when we were crossing the border in Vancouver.
Yeah, how was that?
Yo, Jennifer Lawrence was at the border. Not real Jennifer Lawrence, but the Border Patrol officer was like a supermodel. We were like, what the fuck? And I'm not saying she was pretty for a border control person. I was like, well, huh?
She just got a good job, I guess.
I'm not saying that she should, you know, every gorgeous girl should like, you know, exploit
model.
Their looks and all that stuff. But she was model. She was that level, and I was bugging, and I think she heard me say, yo, look at this fucking broad. I think she heard that, because they detained us for about an hour and a half, and they put us through the works. Show the ID, what are you doing here?
Yeah, you fucking five goons rolling up to the border. I mean, they're not just going to let it slide.
But how many times a day do you think that happens to homegirl is the point?
That's true. When you're attractive like that.
I wish
I was there, man.
Well, you weren't.
I know. I'm just. I'm.
And based
up
on
you
your live orating skills, I don't know if we have to like we have to send you to like you have to do
like
some
a boot camp,
some sort of boot camp, because you don't give up that fucking mic.
Okay, but you got. I mean, you never said don't give it up. And
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That shouldn't be something I have to say. I didn't know the crowd was going to be so nuts out there. And I say that in the best way. Of course, see, I'm always thinking, you know, we podcast, you know, we do it at the studio here at the Gloom Tomb. We do it at the New York City Gloom Tomb or wherever we might do it. Sometimes we do it at the Vroom Tomb, which is my car. And there's not people around.
Right.
So when you do it in front of a group of people, like, you're going to get that energy. And I'm not surprised that I bring out that kind of antagonistic quality in people because that's me.
Yeah, sometimes you forget, like, that people are getting hyped listening to this. Like, this is just us in the Gloom Tomb, obviously, but, like, people are, like, they're excited to see it live.
Yes.
It's a whole other experience.
So, Shooter, everybody always wants to know what you're up to.
Yeah.
If you're skeeting off, if you know, because you've had some great events.
Yeah.
With some women, some good, some bad, but very entertaining always.
Yeah.
How's your dating life?
Dating life is fine. It's there's no stories I'm going to bring to the table today.
Why?
I don't need a story every time I come on with,
well,
you know,
I mean,
look
what's
at
going
me.
On? Like
nah, it's chill. I'm focusing a little bit more on work stuff.
Right.
Just trying not to, you know, get too caught up on girl shit.
Yeah.
I'm just like so focused on that.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, today is my birthday actually.
Today?
Yeah, today.
You're fucking, you didn't tell me your birthday was today.
I just thought you knew. I just thought you were kind of being cold or something.
Huh?
I thought you were being like kind of cold or cool. Like you didn't, you can't say happy birthday
to
me.
You're fucking, how old are you?
I'm 27 today.
20 fucking seven.
Yeah, man.
Young Suitors, 27. 7, 27, but looks 19.
That's right. And I met you at 15.
You met me at 15.
And I'm 27 today.
When we did the war at home, you were 15, and you're 27 fucking years old today, and you look like you're 19.
I haven't aged.
20 fucking seven. So you were like, oh, I want to come on the podcast. Were you coming on the podcast to tell everybody it's your birthday?
No, I'm not promoting my birthday or anything like that.
Because I didn't get you shit. I'm telling you, if
you
thought you were coming over to get a present, what do you mean is... I got nothing for you. There's no gifts.
That's funny, man.
There's no not funny. True. Got no gifts, no nothing, but happy birthday. I'm sorry.
No, thank
that
you.
I'm
mean,
sorry
I had to
that
remind
you paid
you.
For my coffee on your birthday. Didn't know it was your birthday. Listen, I got a lot of shit going on in my life. I got
what
my
mean,
own.
You got a lot of, it's my birthday.
I got my own fucking problems. And what I'm saying is that anybody in my world or my life, you need to tell me it's your birthday.
What do you mean? I called you at like 1 p.m. on your birthday and you're like, this is too late. The birthday's already over. It's fucking 10
That's right.
a.m.
That's right.
And I have to tell you it's my birthday and I'm paying for your coffee.
That's correct. You called me on my birthday midway through the afternoon and I was insulted. I was insulted. It's like,
okay.
Yeah, no, it's too late. Party's over, asshole. Doesn't work. Doesn't apply.
Yeah, it's a two-way street, though.
Well, you're here. It's 10 a.m. Thanks for the coffee
right,
and happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
Good.
That's
it. I'll expect something.
I don't know what to tell you. And if you're looking for some handouts from the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast crowd, I don't believe that's going to happen. I'm sure you'll get some well wishes and probably some of the artistic crew.
That would make my birthday.
They'll make you some birthday memes.
Yes. Yes.
Other
Photoshop
than that,
memes. All that.
Other
I'm
than that,
it.
It's probably not going to be anything.
You know what? Fine. I wasn't even promoting my birthday.
Other than
I was
that,
just telling
probably
you.
Gonna,
I was.
I feel like you,
you
were promoting your birthday.
No, I was telling you why I'm not really seeing so many girls lately. I'm saying I'm 27 now. I'm trying to get my head on straight. I'm working a little bit tougher. I'm doing a lot of shooting.
Right.
Not in the shooting that you would expect me to be doing,
right.
But actual camera work.
Right. Which you're very good at.
Thank you, man.
Very, 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 very good at.
Thank you so much, man.
Have you seen any movies?
I've actually been watching a lot of stuff.
Did you see?
What?
I watched it the other day. The De Niro.
Oh, The Wizard of Lies?
Yo.
Oh, my. I actually really liked The Wizard of Lies.
The HBO.
Bernie Madoff. It's the story of Bernie Madoff.
Robert De Niro
plays Bernie Madoff. Michelle Pfeiffer plays Ruth Madoff.
Yep. What's the kid's name? Alessandro Nivola.
Alexander.
Fuck, we don't
Nivola?
Fact check.
Nivola?
And I know him. He's a really good actor.
He
it was
is
a really good.
Good
part. He plays his son, Alessandro.
His real name is.
Shit.
I think it's Alessandro Nivola.
Alessandro Nivola. And he's a good actor. He plays his
he
son.
Is.
And I was hyped to see De Niro play Bernie Madoff. And one of the reasons why I was hyped to see De Niro play Bernie Madoff is because as an actor gets older, you know. It's fucked up because it shouldn't because the audiences don't change, but it's a young man's game in terms of the amount of opportunities you get, even for somebody
like De Niro,
Dustin Hoffman.
Oh yeah.
Al Pacino. They don't make as much stuff for them. So, you know, those guys have at times I felt like done stuff just to do it and they should, because one thing I want to say about like artists and entertainers and stuff, that propensity, that need, that impotence to perform, to act, to paint, to sing, to dance, whatever the fuck you do, it doesn't just go away.
Right.
And you certainly with somebody like Bob.
Oh,
so
no.
For him to play a part that was age appropriate.
Age appropriate, and he embodied that fucking character.
He looked just like Bernie Madoff.
And that nose is totally prosthetic shit?
No, that
what?
Was his nose.
No, but that's not
no,
De Niro's
I think it's
shit.
Because they removed his hair and made his nose more prominent, because that's Bob's nose.
I don't know.
If that was a fake nose, that was the best fake nose I've ever seen.
I'm telling you it's a fake nose, because I looked at Bernie Madoff and I saw a photo, and his nose is that fucking nose.
I don't think... Can anyone out there please fact check?
We don't fact check. I'm not going to look up shit. We all know what happened last time I did that, but... I mean, the nose was, I was like, wow, Bob is going for it.
Bob, can someone fact check whether or not Robert De Niro used a prosthetic nose to play Bernie Madoff in The Wizard of Lies, the story of Bernie Madoff, who's a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, he's a
fucking
real scumbag. for
Jinx.
You
jinxed it. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Birthday,
yes,
fuck
brother.
You. I fucking
yes,
got
brother.
Him.
We said it the same
I
shit.
I got him, that oh, motherfucker. Yeah. I got you on your birthday.
Thank you, man.
So, De Niro was great. He was in the pocket. He didn't Jew it up. But there was enough of that sort of Jewish cadence.
Oh, it was a quiet, powerful. I mean, he didn't have to say much to really
feel. There's some great De Niro moments in it.
Yeah.
There's some great De Niro moments in it. Michelle Pfeiffer was great. She looks great. Even though she played this sort of weird character, yeah. Bernie Madoff's wife, she just still, like, her face is so pretty. And I don't mean that.
She's fucking great.
She was really good. And I think she's going to continue to do, because I feel like, you know, when she was younger, her looks were so, in a way,
it got in the way of the character because she's so freaking beautiful.
And just like, unique looking.
Oh, Catwoman. I was like growing up watching that shit.
She just like looked like you were like, what is this
shit?
Yeah,
she was different.
Like when she first came out, like I think the first time I ever saw her was Scarface, and I saw that when it came out in the theaters. Like Michelle Pfeiffer was like,
yeah.
Is this a real person?
Yeah, she's still got it.
Still
what about
got
that
it.
Fucking scene where, I mean, you're talking about there's some great De Niro scenes, but what about when he's saying 400 million, he's like, well, you know.
When he's hustling the guy, we can give it away because everybody knows the story.
You know the story. I didn't know the story that well. My father's a stockbroker. He's in, you know, investments and real estate and this kind of stuff. And I knew all, I just always heard him talking about it, but I finally got to sit down and I thought it was without giving too much, you guys
know
what happened.
You can give it away.
You know what happened.
The thing about this story that I found good, because I followed it when it was in the news,
yeah.
And then I also saw, it was good too, the Richard Dreyfuss made-for-TV Madoff movie. I watched that. And now, you know, doing all that, and I watched all the 2020 things on it and the 60 Minutes piece on it, which they refer to in the actual Wizard of Lies with De Niro. It's like you can't believe somebody was so greedy and the lying and the deceit that it's like almost like watching a horror film and you know how it ends, but you're like, I can't believe that this actually happened. Like, it wasn't like he was just stealing from the rich. He ruined people's lives. Like, the billionaires that lost like $20 billion out of $40 billion, okay, that's fucked up. But the people that had like $200,000 in life savings.
Yeah, all gone. Oh, so many
regular
victims.
People. Not
and he was prepared to send his kids to fucking take the blame for him if he ever, you know, passed away unexpectedly and they found out it was a big fraud. I mean, that's also in the movie. They're like, you know, you were prepared to like ruin your kids' lives for, you know.
There's a really good podcast. I think it's on Audible. It's not on where you can find regular podcasts. And look it up. I don't know the name. Again, we don't fact check.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Bernie Madoff podcast?
No.
It's good. It's on audible.com. You should listen
to it.
Wait,
he's not talking.
And Madoff is in it. The guy like tracks him down. The thing about a crazy person like this is he has no shame. You know, the sad thing is, and all this is public, so I'm not like ruining it. His one son committed suicide.
That was the craziest.
His one son committed
suicide.
He had a wife and a kid. The other son unfortunately died
lymphoma,
of cancer.
30 years old.
Because of the stress and the betrayal.
And you know that's why he got the cancer. You know that's why he died too.
Yes. And you know, there's one point where like it's based on like a book that a woman wrote. She Madoff, the real Madoff. The irony of his name being Madoff is fucking nuts. The real Madoff gave her an interview and this film is sort of based on that interview. And it flashbacks and it goes to current time and it's really well done. And when he's convicted and he's in jail, they compare him to Bobbitt. John Wayne Bobbitt? Is it John Wayne Bobbitt or John Wayne Casey?
Oh, no. They compare him to Jeffrey Dahmer, right?
No, not Jeffrey Dahmer.
Don't they?
We're really
no,
not
he,
fact
no,
checking.
Yeah. And it's he's like it's he not ate Dahmer. People. He's a real monster.
No, it's not Dahmer. It's Bobbitt. Or is Bobbitt the guy who got his...
Ted Bundy?
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy, right?
Ted Bundy,
I remember what you're talking about.
The serial
about.
Killer. And he's like, well, why would you compare me to him? Like, he killed people. It's like, you didn't kill... Like, what you did is almost worse because, like, people became homeless because you, like, old people that were living in nursing homes with their life's nest
like,
egg...
Fucked
he
up
fucked
shit.
Them over.
15 years. And just to end it, you know, it ends on him saying... Do you think I'm a sociopath?
Yeah, right? You're a sociopath. That's,
and it's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, you're a fucking nut job. Weezy's in here. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast News and Movie Dog. He's scratching. He's sitting on a Casper bed. You know, the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is proudly sponsored by Casper Mattresses.
Do they make dog beds, Casper?
Yes, they make dog beds.
No way.
Casper Mattress. Casper. The award-winning, obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. Casper is made in the United States. You can try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Listen to me. We're not selling mattresses just to sell mattresses. I sleep on a Casper mattress every single night.
So do I.
Great pricing and a great product. It's risk-free, okay? If you don't like it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. There's over 20,000 reviews online with an average of 4.8 stars. Casper is quickly becoming the internet's most popular mattress. I can say for myself, it's Michael Rappaport, the Gringo Mandingo's most popular, favorite, and only mattress. Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. Save $50 towards any mattress purchase. They have sheets. They have pillows. And I said it once, I'll say it again. They have doggy beds. They have doggy mattresses at Casper. Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport.
Gamertag Radio is headed to E3 2017.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamertag Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo direct from the convention center floor.
What are the plans for Microsoft? We're going to see more new titles from Sony PlayStation. And how about Nintendo? Interviews, roundtable discussion, previews, hand-on impressions, and more.
E3 2017 coverage on Gamertag Radio.
June 11th through the 15th. GamertagRadio.com or play.it/Gamertag.
So anyway,
let's. What else have you seen? Just not to get too caught up on The Wizard of Lies, but are you watching
I saw Wizard of Lies, which I loved.
I did too.
And you know, it's a slow grind, but it's really good. And the De Niro moments are great, and he looks great.
But for some reason, it didn't feel that slow to me. I know it's a little long. It's 2 hours, 20
minutes.
I loved all of it.
I loved it. Bob looked great.
He looked great.
I started watching this Netflix show.
Oh, please tell me it's called The Keepers.
The Keepers.
Yeah, you're watching it?
One episode in.
I'm two episodes in.
The Netflix show, it's the same people.
That did Making a Murder.
And the, what's the one about the woman?
What's the other one?
We're not fact checking. We're proving that we're not fact checking, and we have short-term memory loss that we can't remember, but it's The Making of Murder. It's Netflix. I don't need to.
It's fucking good. We don't got to sell a Netflix show.
We have to, like, every time we bring something up, we have to, like, give them a hand job. No, it's Netflix. They speak for themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Netflix and chill, fantasy football and chill. The Keeper, which is about a murder that took place, I think it was
1969.
Yes, about a nun.
Yeah,
and she was murdered, and this town that she lives in outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, they never were settled with it, and the people of the town are like, we're gonna figure this out.
And they're like elderly now, like these like young
not elderly. They're like in their 60s. They're not elderly. I'm 47.
Yeah,
Dean, don't look at me like that. When you're 27, but you're like they're young. They're in their 60s, but they're young 60-year-olds.
Late 50s is still, you know, pretty young, and then 60s, you're kind of like, all
right. I'm 47, asshole. I feel like this is all about me being 47.
I mean, that's just an insecurity of yours then, because I didn't mention you.
No, it ain't. I did 50 push-ups and 50 squats and ran a mile this morning.
Okay, man.
What'd you do, fuck nuts?
It's my birthday. I can fucking do what I want today, bro.
Ooh. big mean move. Big mean Dean. It's your birthday. You're 27. I feel like this whole thing is some sort of guilt trip. Let's stay focused on the show.
I really like the show. There's 7 episodes. The nuns. Wait till you get to episode 2, because these priests and all this shit, it is so fucked up, man. I mean, pedophile shit. I don't want to ruin it.
All that gets uncovered?
It's so fucked what these priests do, and that's why they think...
They start unfolding that right off the bat?
On episode 2, and that's why they think that maybe the nun was kind of... That she was killed. Maybe she was covering... She knew about the priest, and then...
I didn't get to that.
It's really fucked up.
We need to. I want to finish watching it. I I'm like one of these people. As much as I'll love any show, like even like the show Atlanta or like any show that I get into, I don't like to, I'm not binge watch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like to ruin it all in a weekend. I like to say, yeah, maybe watch two episodes, but I don't like, I watched the whole thing in 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, what happened to the good old days when you had to wait till next Sunday to see your favorite episode?
It builds the suspense. I'll never forget waiting with Toby Morse, friend of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, for the last episode of The Sopranos. Waiting, waiting, excited, be talking about it. You know, like, it was must watch TV. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with binge watching, but I like to, like, even if I love the show and I can't wait, like, I like to, like, enjoy it a little bit. I also don't think you could absorb, you know, 9 hours of TV in 24 hours really absorb it. I just don't think you can.
I felt the same way about Breaking Bad. I mean, those last two episodes, I mean, it was
that,
like,
was great.
Fuck yeah.
What's going to happen?
You would see that preview, it would end, and you would be like, fuck, I got to wait till next week. And I think that values the show a little bit more.
I agree. The binge watching thing, cool for some people, but I'm not.
It's not for everybody.
It's not for me.
Did, you know what? You got it. You
but I just said it
out.
Wasn't for me.
I know. It doesn't have to be for you. I'm just saying.
Not for me. Not for me.
Okay. So.
Okay. So go ahead. Now,
all right,
you talk.
So no, I was wondering
God, it's like we're stepping on each other while we're talking and looking at each other while we're doing it. Like the timing can't be any worse.
I don't know how we figure out the so you just. Okay.
Go ahead. Talk. It's your show. This is the Dean Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
Wait, why are you saying Dean Rappaport?
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Did you see there's a doc on HBO called Mommy Dead and Dearest?
I didn't see it. What is it?
Oh, man. It is so fucked up. It's like this girl is now 25 years old, but when she was little and first born, her mother, there's this syndrome called Munchausen by proxy. It's where the parent wants all the attention for, like, a dying child they have a dying kid and they like crave the attention.
Wait, is the kid dying?
So the kid
is Munchausen,
her daughter.
Wait. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is Munchausen by proxy when a parent wants the attention, or the parent wants the attention when it's a dying kid?
It's when the parent wants the attention by making the child sick, or get, like, purposely making them sick, I think. Something like that.
Dean, you listen, what the fuck? Did you watch the movie or not?
Yeah, so she has a daughter.
Okay.
Right when she's born, she starts saying to the husband, oh, she's sick with all these things. She has this, she has that. Her legs don't work. And so her daughter was bound to a wheelchair for 15 years of her life.
But the daughter is not sick?
Later on, you find out she's not sick and she can walk. And they've been treating her as like a cancer patient. She's shaved her head. The mother shaved her head. They go to Walt Disney World. They have all these, you know, charities giving them all this money. And later on, you find out that this mother has been making her child sick. And all the hospitals...
Wait, making her child pretend to be sick?
No, they're at... pretend to be sick, but they
You are doing a shit job of selling this movie. The fuck? Is the movie good?
It's really fucked up. And the daughter later on gets revenge on the mother and kills her.
And is all this in the documentary?
Yes.
Is the story... Do they have footage of the people?
Yes.
Oh,
major
shit.
Footage. It's like they both have their buzz cuts. They're smiling. And then later on you find out, you know, that she's not really sick and she can move her legs, and it's this whole thing.
And is she like normal, the daughter?
Later on, she seems totally articulate.
Is the daughter alive now?
Yep, she's in jail.
Is she in the movie?
She's in jail, yeah.
Do they interview her in the movie?
Oh, yeah, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
It's a whole thing.
So
man.
It's called
Mommy Dead and Dearest.
I want to watch this.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix.
I butchered the fucking pitch.
Is on Netflix too?
It's on HBO.
HBO.
You can watch it on HBO Go. Check it out.
How do you find out about all this fucking weird shit?
This is like a hot doc right now. It's kind of like The Keepers on Netflix. It's a big doc, and it's just fucked up, man.
Okay, what else are you watching? What else do you watch?
I saw The Founder. I don't know if we talked about
What's that?
I mean, it was the Michael Keaton McDonald's movie.
Oh, yeah.
I actually really liked
that
it.
That was a good movie.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
I actually really liked it. It was
I didn't
way better
see
than
it. But when you say, I said that was a good movie because I heard a lot about it
you did?
I wanted to see it. And he was supposed to be nominated for an Oscar.
I don't know about all that.
Wasn't a nominatable project?
I don't think so. It was good, though. I liked it. What have you seen, though?
I haven't seen shit.
Question. I don't want to.
I've been busting my ass working, okay? I've been trying to do the best I can to stay as far away from you as possible.
And have you been freaking off?
Huh?
Have you been freaking off?
With my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you asked me all these things. Am I not allowed to ask
about
you?
My man, don't be coming in here asking me, what?
I was just wondering if I can ask about
you.
You
want to ask her?
No, I don't want to. I want to ask you. No, no, you don't have to call
babe.
Her.
Babe! You don't. Dean has a question for you.
You don't have to call her downstairs.
I'll know. We'll ask her. You could ask her.
I don't need to. I'm
ask her.
You. This is
be a fucking
talk.
Be a weirdo and ask her.
I don't.
You're ask
don't
ask a married to. Woman if she's been freaking off with her husband.
Don't bring her down here.
I'm not, babe.
Stop,
forget
stop,
it.
Stop.
Forget it. Forget it.
Stop.
What else, Dean? What else you been watching? What else you been doing?
Nothing, man. I have a question.
Nothing.
I just have questions
What's
for
the question?
You.
Yeah. What is it?
When's the next tour? Like when? When are we
the
going
next
on the
leg
road
of the
again?
Tour? I don't know. I know we want to do East Coast. We want to make it to Portland. We want to go up there. We see Portugal and the Man.
Portugal the Man, not Portugal and the Man.
Portugal the Man.
I love Portugal the Man, dude.
They're in Portland. They have their Twitter account. I think it's Portland's Most Wanted. And I want to go. We were gonna do Portland, and we couldn't do Portland. I want to do Philly.
I've never been to Portland. I've always
let me
to
finish. You asked me where the tour is going. I want to do Philly. I want to do Boston. I want to do like a whole Eastern leg. I want to do DC. And just go back to other places. I mean, we haven't done Texas. We could do a whole rodeo show down in Texas, huh?
No, it was funny when you said a rodeo show out.
Yeah,
Texas.
Like a rodeo. That's what they call it, the rodeo show.
Yeah,
you do Texas.
Picturing you and Moody and everybody out there. Is,
yeah, we
had a good time. Me, you, Moody, and
it was
everybody
dope.
Out
we
there,
had a good
man.
Time.
We actually did.
We chilled.
San Fran was a little crazy. The actual show, it was fun. Don't get me wrong.
It was
a great
dope.
Time.
It was dope. And beggars can't be choosy. You did that one show, so just be happy with the one show.
I thought we were going to go to the next one. Seattle,
well, you know,
Vancouver.
I said it was based on how things went the first one, and then you got on a plane and you went about your business. You're 27 years old. I did not know this. The young shooter is getting up there in age. 27.
We're 20 years apart, exactly.
20 years apart.
Not exactly, but
almost,
by
like,
2
almost,
months.
Yeah, so I'm 20 years and 2 months older than you. You are young enough to be my son.
Yes.
You're young enough to be my son. You're like the younger brother that I never wanted.
Thank you.
It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I don't know what else we could say. It's the young shooter edition.
You know, someone said that I am like a young, that I look like a young Larry Bird, and I thought about you. I've had 2 people say that online, and they're like, this kid looks like young Larry Bird. No one, like, not.
We need to, you know what we need to do? You need to send picture to Mr. Morris. He hooked me up the other day. He cropped me on Larry Bird's head, and I swear to God, it looked like fucking Larry Joe Bird. We need you. I'm going to show you the picture. I'm going to take the photo for Mr. Morris. He needs to crop you on there.
Because I've gotten it twice.
3 generations of Larry Bird. It'll be Larry Joe Bird, me as Larry Joe Bird, and the young shooter as Larry Joe Bird.
That's
it looks bizarre.
I like that we could just like, you know, our faces could go anywhere together. Like, we're a package because we look so similar, which is fun.
Yes, it's a package that I never wanted to be a part of, yet we're still here. All right,
I think this is the earliest potting we've ever done. I'm not going to, you know, whatever time it is, but it's early.
Yeah.
It's fun to do it in the morning time.
Yeah, it's good. Be productive.
So thanks for having me, man.
Because sometimes I have to call you. I get up early. I'm out there. I'm moving and grooving, you know, shaking and baking, and I'm like, I call you at 8 and you're like, ugh. Wake the fuck up,
I know,
Dean.
I've been smoking. I got back to smoking. I already said that.
The weed.
I am smoking a little bit more weed.
And do you feel like that's good or bad? Negative connotations? Not negative connotations? Doesn't affect you?
I don't think it's good.
Are you double fisting Ben and Jerry's at night? Yes?
What?
Where the fuck is Logan, by the way?
Logan's in Ireland.
Doing a movie?
Yeah, he's doing a movie with the actor John Hawkes.
Yes.
Who's a good actor, and they're playing father and son. It's a road trip thing. It's, you know, some
and then
drama.
So what, like, Logan's like all like, oh, I'm in character.
He
I'm
actually
in
has like tattoos and shit.
But they're
movie.
Fake tattoos.
Fake tattoos. He had to bulk up a lot. He's gained a lot of weight, actually.
Like to be fat?
To
or
be
like
bigger,
muscular.
Bigger,
like I'm muscular.
Fat and bigger.
Okay,
muscular.
So he's doing a movie with John Hawkes, who was nominated for
what was that movie that came
with
out?
With Helen Hunt,
ago?
He was nominated. No, or was it the Jennifer Lawrence movie that he was nominated for?
The one where he was like in the bed and he wanted a hand job for his last dying
Yeah,
days?
Yeah, yeah. That was with Helen Hunt. Yeah, he was
okay,
nominated.
Anyway.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah, he's really
he's
dope.
One of these guys who's really good, and you most unless you knew who he is. The name you won't know, but the face you'll know. John Hawkes.
Yeah, he's got an interesting face.
And he's done a great amount of work. Very, very good actor.
Is there anything we could else to talk about? Just like...
No.
Any
nope.
Twitter stuff? Any
no.
this? Any
well,
that?
Well, Dean Rappaport, you haven't had any beefs
no,
on Twitter.
I haven't been on there. But I think I told you I posted that thing of like, if this gets 100 retweets, I will...
Did you get 100?
I got like 300 retweets and 400
favorites. So you said 100 retweets and you'll do what?
burn a copy of burn your personal copy of True Romance.
But you didn't do it yet.
I didn't do it. I just thought that would freak everyone out. But
so why don't you do it?
I should, right?
Yeah, you should. Well, you're not going to burn my personal copy.
Well, that's what I told the people, that I would burn your personal
copy. I'll give you the copy of True Romance. You could burn my personal copy of True Romance. You can't mislead the fucking public, dude.
I know, I know. Oh, sorry, Wheezy.
Okay, so if you said, now you have to take my own personal copy of True Romance and burn it?
Yeah, I got to fucking engulf that puppy in flames.
Fine. See, I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I don't know what more to say. We're out. We're doing the damn thing. The Young Shooter, happy birthday, Young Shooter.
Thank you, my man.
We're about to go to lunch. I'm not paying for lunch.
You're gonna pay for lunch.
No, I'm not.
I paid for the Starbucks.
I'm not paying for the fucking lunch.
It's my fucking birthday, man.
I'm not gonna fucking pay for lunch. Thank you for the show. And we're here. I'm not paying for your fucking
lunch. Yeah, you fucking are gonna pay for the
fuck out of here.